This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Hunter Brody, Broads Brody, as his email says, is live with me today as we're at Ron Jaworski's Golf Outing. Kyle with us. Alex called back in the studio. All right, we got a lot to react here. This segment, of course, is sponsored by McGurk's Pub & Grill. We're out at their Fort Wash location last week. Talk about a great sports bar. All their locations are awesome. If you and your crew are looking for a spot, make it McGurk's. What a last segment. I don't even know where to start. We had Hugh Douglas call in. That was a wild conversation. He's telling us about his,
Bucky's adventure, yeah.
Are we just going to pretend that he wasn't at a strip club showing women pictures of Joe Giglio?
It's kind of weird.
It is a very strange dynamic.
Has Hugh gone full WIP? He's out with a woman, right?
Uh-huh. There. Yep. And
he's thinking about the show.
He is. I know. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him. And proud at the same time.
I was going to say, if you're Rod,
that's our
and you're
guy.
Listening to this,
yeah. Proud.
Very proud.
I'm uncomfortable and proud.
Exactly. That's where we're at.
Who knows? Maybe we gained a few naked listeners.
Well, do you think the next time people go into that strip club, they have the Odyssey app going?
Yes.
I mean, if Hugh's on at 10
down,
o'clock.
Odyssey up. Yeah.
Now, does this make it more uncomfortable? They're dancing to us talking sports.
That's really
uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, it's more uncomfortable for them than us, but yeah.
I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, that's a little odd. And then we had Reed Blankenship on, and we appreciate him sitting down for a few minutes. He didn't outright say it, but I could just sense, this is my sense, my opinion on his answer and his, like, talking to him. I got the feeling that they really thought they could kick the Chiefs' ass and then did kick the Chiefs'
100%.
Ass.
100%. Yeah, no doubt. And you can even hear it when I asked him about the difference between his first go-around at the Super Bowl, how you block out the noise. They went with the vengeance. They went in with this killer mentality. They were upset with what happened in 2022, thinking they should have won that game. And you could tell. You're so right. But we felt that, too. Don't you think we felt it as a city?
Well, I think it was our first day? One of our first couple days in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, we had the discussion of, like, I thought they could blow him out, and you know, Hugh thought I was crazy, but like I felt it was like on the spectrum of possibilities that they could do that. I mean, once I watched it, though, I was like, man, they're really doing it. They're blowing the Chiefs out, which they did in the Super Bowl this past year. All right, joining us now as we're live at Ron Jaworski's Golf Outing is the voice you hear very often during football season on our station and our show as well once a week. Seth Joyner, Seth with Joe and Broads. What's up, Seth?
Come on, Joe. You really thought they was going to blow him out? I thought they was going to win the game, but I didn't see no blowout.
Well, so here's what I thought. I thought there was a chance they could do it. And I said it, and everyone got mad at me like I was going to jinx it. But even as I watched
it. It's you. Yeah. I mean, if anyone else, if Mike said it, we'd be like,
you're going to ruin it,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, you're unbelievable.
Man, Seth, we were just talking to Reed Blankenship and just kind of reminiscing about the Super Bowl. They did kick their ass. I mean, that was a dominant effort.
It was a beatdown. And I think it's one of those games as far as how other teams play Kansas City. Obviously, you know, you have to have the pieces. But I think, you know, there's a little blueprint there for how to beat them. Unless they make some significant changes on their offensive line, I think you're going to see teams drop back and play zone, get their four best pass rushers on the field, especially if Kansas City is not going to run the football.
Right.
Like, they made no effort whatsoever to run the football.
Now, I want to see how you feel about this, but with Jahad Campbell, I don't know if you've mentioned it on the air or not, but I don't know what your thoughts are on the pick. I'm very intrigued by the skill set. Obviously, some red flags with the injury stuff, but what do you see in a healthy Jahad Campbell for this group?
I see a Swiss Army knife. I see a guy who has a lot of versatility, you know, kind of like Cooper DeJean. I hear that they're kind of moving him outside and moving him around a little bit at safety a little bit. You know, so when you have a guy that's got a high football IQ and a high skill set, you know, now you've got a guy that you can employ a lot of different ways. It gives you versatility. It gives you the ability to get creative from a defensive, you know, philosophy where you can use this guy in a myriad of different ways. In a lot of ways, what Dallas did with Micah Parsons early on, you know, he could line up at defensive end one play. He might end up, you know, off the ball another play. You know, and every once in a while, you know, when you know that you're in a passing situation, you could drop him down at tackle and use him in different games and stuff to, you know, to free him up. So, but to your point, the first thing that has to happen is they got to get him healthy.
Which he's not yet. I mean, Vic spoke the other day, and he said sometime in August maybe they'll get him on the field. It feels like he's going to be a little behind when the season starts, and we'll see when he gets out there. You mentioned Cooper DeJean and versatility. Where do you come down on how they use him this year, right? Because last year they found a spot, right? He became the nickel corner, and he was great at that. And I know at college he did a lot of things. Seems like early in minicamp, you know, a little bit on the outside. Vic mentioned safety. Do you like that, or is it more like, hey, he's good at this. Let's leave him in the nickel?
No, listen, I love it. I mean, you got to figure out whether he can handle it all, because if he can handle it all, then, you know, you have a player like Brian Dawkins. Like Brian Dawkins, you can line him up anywhere. You know, you can line him up at outside backer. You can line him up in the box. You can line him up at free safety. You can line him up at strong safety, you know, five and four off the ball. You could do a myriad of different things with him. So you like to have a player like that because it gives you versatility. And, you know, the Eagles are always in the insurance policy, you know. Jalen Hurts was an insurance policy as far as, you know,
Carson
Wentz was concerned. You know, you look at them, they did everything that they could, you know, to figure out how they were going to get Dallas out of here. They signed two insurance policies before coming to the point where they, you know, came to terms on keeping him. So the Eagles are always about insurance policy. So I like the fact that, you know, they're moving Cooper around to see what he can do, because if you need him in outside, you're going to find out now whether you can play him outside. If you need him at safety, you're going to figure out now whether you can actually play him at safety. You already know what he can do in the slot. He's already proven himself there.
Speaking of, sitting down with us right now, you couldn't have better time than that. Eagles, I'll call him defensive back, Cooper DeJean. Cooper, how you doing, man?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you.
What's happening, boss?
We were just talking about you and what you're doing here in terms of your position. Like last year, you got in and you played nickel, right? And you played it really well. This year feels like maybe there's a chance they move you around a little bit more. Is it difficult for you, or is it a challenge to kind of know where to be in every spot? Or are you like, hey, just put me out there, I'll figure it out?
Yeah, I think playing nickel, I feel like it helped me, you know, learn the other positions as well. You know, you just, you know, playing inside, you learn where all your help is, you know, whether you're getting help from the corner or you're getting help from the safety. You know, so ever since I got here, I've tried to learn every single position, because I feel like that makes me better as a defensive player, just knowing where everybody is on the field and what their job is. I have no problem, you know, moving in, inside, outside, back to safety, whatever it is. You know, I feel like I've tried to learn those positions ever since I got in here.
So, Cooper, where does that mindset come from? Because you very rarely hear a young player talk about that. But I learned that real early in my career as I began to learn the defense, what my job was supposed to be in the process. You know, I was a visual learner, so I wrote everything down. I drew everything out so I could see it. And in that process, I knew where the tackles were supposed to be on every running play, where the ends were supposed to be, who had contained, you know, where the outside help was. I learned every position across the board. If we ran a blitz and it didn't get home, I could tell you before Monday film why it didn't get home. So where do you get that mindset, you know, that, hey, I want to figure out what everybody else does, because the more of an understanding that I have of what everybody else is doing, the more effective I can be in what I'm doing, and I know where I have to play it by the letter and where I can take chances.
Yeah, I think it started in college. You know, I came in as a safety in college, and then I played nickel, and then I played corner as well. So I mean, it just started from there, and I learned, you know, how much it meant to, you know, be able to learn all the positions and their jobs and what where they're supposed to be on certain coverages and certain blitzes, whatever it may be. So I think ever since I got here, you know, I was writing down notes on what the safeties were supposed to do in every call, what the nickel was supposed to do in every call, what the corner was supposed to do in every call. I think it just helps me be a better defensive player as well. You know, not that I had the thought that I'd play every single position, but just the fact that it helped me be a better defensive player for our defense, just understanding what everybody's job was and, you know, to make it, you know, somewhat easier on myself. You know, if that position, you know, arose where I'd be at that position and have to learn it, you know. So I think it helped me pick it up, you know, faster.
I guess I'll give you the layup, the feeling, the pick six. What was going through your mind? Was it an out-of-body experience? I mean, what was it like on the sideline seconds after to try and recover and be like, whoa, I really just did that? I mean, what was that? What was that like?
It was an out-of-body experience. Yeah. It was. I don't remember many thoughts running through my head when I was running it back. You know, I just know that I was excited and out of breath. I had to get the oxygen mask on the sideline. Everybody was trying to hand it to me, just to try and catch my breath, because you score a touchdown on defense, you got to go right back out there. You know, so, but yeah, it was really awesome. And, you know, just to hear the stadium and the way everybody reacted to when it happened, and, you know, the point in the game it happened too was, you know, was huge. Just give that 17-0 lead and then come back, and Zach Bond makes a great play and makes an interception right before the half. Really gave us, you know, helped us keep the momentum going into halftime, and you know, help us keep our lead.
I'm curious. We just had Reed on, your podcast partner, a couple minutes ago, and I asked him, like, did you allow at any point in that game? Did you guys realize what you were doing, or are you kind of so locked in? Because you kicked their ass. I mean, you took it down a dynasty. You won the game, which a lot of people thought you could, but you dominated the game. Did you feel it during the game, or is it more like, hey, it's not over yet, just get to the zeros on the clock? Or did you feel like, hey, we're doing a good job here today?
You know, you all throughout that game, you think about the Patriots-Falcons game and what happened in that game. So they have Patrick Mahomes. They have a good offense. You know, they have all the tools to score points. And you know, so I don't think it really hit me. You know, going into halftime, I was probably as nervous as I was all year, just understanding what they could do on offense and understanding our job and what we had to do in the second half to be able to close the thing out. So I don't think it was really till the fourth quarter that, you know, really sunk in. Like, we really did that, and we kind of, you know, put a beating on them a little bit. One of the best teams in the NFL. You know, so. I think it was just a mindset to come out focused in the second half and continue to finish the game, because game's never over, especially when you got guys like they have on their offense and the Chiefs.
No question. It wasn't a little bit. It was an ass kicker.
It was.
You can't say it, but I can say it. It was an ass kicker.
We'll just keep saying it for you.
Hey, listen, guys, I got to run. The T is calling
my
name.
We got you guys.
Out.
We know they are.
Good to meet you, Cooper.
Good to meet you.
We appreciate it. Cooper Dejean, Seth Joyner, thanks
luck
for joining us.
It's a big-ass DB, man. Good Lord.
Wow. Playing everywhere. He's versatile. We appreciate it. There we go. Seth Joyner and Cooper Dejean with us here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. They just keep rolling these guests in here, bro.
I know. Oh, thank you
appreciate
so much,
it,
man.
Reed.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, man. Listen. They just keep popping in. It's unbelievable.
We've had an incredible array of guests.
Yeah, honestly, before this segment, we were like, all right, you know, we did our thing a little bit. I wasn't expecting another wave. Who knows? We got more?
You know what?
I don't know.
I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Kyle.
You got replaced by Cooper Dejean.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. I understand that.
We had one casual white. We dropped in another casual white.
Yeah, that's right.
If you Douglas would say that.
Many are saying we're the real casual whites.
Well, I'm laughing because you reference, and you're not wrong to do this, but when you were talking to Cooper, you said, oh, your podcasting partner, as if it's not his
his
football NFL teammate.
Yes,
you know?
It's not just his, you know, defensive backpack.
Podcasting has become so big that is now taken over your NFL starting safety teammate who's a Super Bowl
Well, let's
champion.
Hope, unlike Travis Kelce, they're not like Travis Kelce's more of a podcaster than a football player now. He crossed over. Yeah. These guys still have some football.
Yes. Yeah. But
what a transition to her.
Yeah, not to
Taylor Swift. Who knows? Cooper Dejean having a hot summer, I'd imagine, that, you know, you can't be going the Taylor Swift route.
Apparently. I'm not sure.
Well, okay. I thought I was on to something.
I don't think you're that funny.
No. Okay. Damn, that's man. I have rough moments.
All right, you're good. No worries. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We've been making people wait because we've had so many great guests. We appreciate it. If you want to hop in, we do have a great prize to give away, which we're going to give away by the end of the show coming up, you know, by 2 o'clock today. So we have a pair of tickets today to go see a championship season at the Man in Philadelphia coming up on July 24th, hosted by Merrill Reese. It really is cool. You know, NFL Films, the Eagles, the Man Center came together to create this special concert celebrating the 2024 Eagles, including Reed and Cooper and all the Eagles we've been talking to today. 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, so we've been talking today. It's a Tri-Day Friday. It's National Donut Day. We were talking earlier about, like, food that's bad for you that you just want to have. So the best answer we get today. So we got Ben and Jerry's. What was it, like the
strawberry cheesecake, maybe?
Yeah, and Kyle said it's too healthy with the strawberry, but it's still ice cream. All right, a cheesesteak, the specific pizza, right, the frozen pizza we got. Fried chicken is a good one.
I know, but see, here's the problem right now is I think you're leading the crew.
Oh, me?
The blooming onion.
The blooming onion. No,
that, like, is a cholesterol machine.
It's just 2,000 calories of just fried stuff.
The only one that, because I wanted something to hit me like, oh, that's going to kill me.
Yeah.
The fried chicken was the only one so far. I think that made me feel like, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's so
you want to feel like you're cutting years off your
life. I want to feel like when I hear it, my arteries get clogged.
Yeah, all right. So best answer we get wins the tickets. All right, let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe, Kyle, and how you guys doing?
Good, Joe. What's up?
Well, you know, and Hunter, you know, everybody was about this Lizardo, you know, same way about Nick Abel with these couple starts. They're all, oh, we got the number two guy here. Who are we going to pitch to Chinola start in the playoffs or should such and such be ahead of him? You know, this is what happens. You know, so look at his last two games. And what you had said about him coming, this is after his first bad start, you had said about putting him in the bullpen.
Well, that was Hugh said that.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, when did he say that before?
He said it before. He said it before
his outing where he gave up the.
He said it before his first bad outing. We think Hugh jinxed him. We think Hugh ruined Lizardo.
If you went, we're going to put a starter in the bullpen. Lizardo would have been the right guy to put in there because, first of all, they're not going to put Ranger in because they haven't done that. He should have been in there, and they haven't done that.
I think Sanchez.
Whether it's because of the contract or whatever, so he would have been the right guy, and I was.
But he was dominating, Joe. He was dominating.
Disappointed in you, Joe.
Pardon me.
I am disappointed in you.
Well, I'll tell you, they need any close game they're in. This bullpen is going to kill them.
Well, I agree.
They're not going to get into the playoffs. Number one thing, okay? They're not.
You know, I've been waiting for one of these calls. I'm not ready to say today they're not going to make it. I still think they're going to make it, but they are not close to the lock that a lot. Every time this team is brought up on the station, it's just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's like reflexively we say, well, in October, Joe, we got to get there first. We got to get there.
I think they're a lock.
They're not.
Right. Yeah, look at this lineup. They didn't change this lineup. It's the same darn lineup. All right. And now Stotts was up there at first. Now they're worrying about, well, should we put Schwarber back up there? You put Schwarber back up there. Who's behind Harper? Okay, there. And now you get this guy, Dombrowski, he went out in reference to, he gets Kepler. He was just maybe a step up from Austin Hayes.
I'd rather have Hayes.
This is Austin Hayes.
Me too.
Who he was sought after for a couple years, right? And where was it? I know Austin, I haven't checked them, but Austin Hayes earlier in the year was with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And they were using him as a designated hitter. I don't know if it gets one left-handed pitcher, but he was hitting very well earlier in the year. So they bring Kepler in, and now Kepler's – He's coming down to earth. He's not even hitting the right-handed pitching anymore.
I want to DFA him. Yeah, I'm absolutely done with Kepler. Joe, we appreciate the phone call.
Cincinnati.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Cincinnati.
I love Joe.
Joe
is an all-time baseball guy.
I'll get – you're so right. I'll get calls at 2 in the morning. He's breaking down the Iron Pig. ERA. And I love – that's no knock. I'm saying it with all love and respect. But he is such a baseball man. He's given me names of guys in single A that I've – this is my job.
Yeah.
I've never heard of
him. Well, remember
the
Cal Stevenson game last year?
Oh, he is.
The whole city was talking about Joe.
He had a Cal Stevenson jersey when I met him the first time. Who has a Cal Stevenson jersey?
When I met Joe, he was wearing a City Connect Taiwan Walker jersey. I was like,
come on, man.
You got to be the only one in the city that has this. It's incredible. All right, we did promise we would check in with a couple rivals who we need to discuss here. Who should we start with? Should we start with the Cowboys or the Braves? Let's start with the Cowboys because it's always fun to laugh at the Cowboys. Can we hear Brian Schottenheimer, new Cowboys head coach, what he had to say about their Super Bowl expectations this year?
I don't get caught up in the drought. This is 1 year. I mean, this is the first year of mine. I mean, I've been here a couple years. But, you know, when the season's over, we move on. We do. You move on. So 2024 is over. Now it's 2025. Are we going to win the Super Bowl this year? I hope. I think we are. If we don't, you move on. You go to 2026 and beyond. But, like, to sit here and say that we worry about, you know, when the last time it was it 96? Is that when the last one was? You know, I mean, I know that stat, but I don't stay up at night going, man, it's been X amount of years. I'm not wired that way.
My favorite part is the I hope. Are we going to the Super Bowl?
I hope.
If that was so here, little confidence.
I have so many thoughts. If that was my head coach, a disaster.
Move on. What
that's a disaster. I want you to stay up at night thinking about it because I'm starving for a championship. What a bump.
Counterpoint, I hope they don't.
Of course. This is great for us.
Now
but I'm
what?
Just saying, that's crazy.
So
what?
He is.
I thought Nick had bad press conferences.
He's the least inspiring head coach hire in at least a decade in the NFL. He's been an assistant for like 20 years, and no one even came close to hiring him. They're like, yep, he's our guy.
What a nightmare. Who's the wide receiver they traded for?
Pickens.
So when they got George Pickens, the reaction by Cowboys fans, they went from this organization's a disaster, Jerry Jones is a fraud and he needs to sell the team. Once they made that acquisition, they talked about this team winning the division.
We're back,
I mean, it's a character flaw to like the Cowboys anyway, a real psychological issue. But, I mean, it just intensifies so when they talk about winning.
He's a wannabe Nick Sirianni. Did you see what he did when he first got there? He installed a ping pong table in the locker room and stuff.
He's a make-believe Sirianni?
Yeah.
See, you sniff that out like a bunch of BS. Nick works because it's authentic.
Yes.
If you try and duplicate a Nick Sirianni when you're not, these people sniff it out in a heartbeat.
I wonder if this is the new trend, though. Like, you know how you all the make-believes, Shanahans and McVays, everyone wanted to be like them. Now we're going to get people trying to be like Nick Sirianni.
Well, he's a champion now.
And Dan Campbell. There is this weird, goofy...
That's right. Yep.
Whatever you
motivator
want to call it.
Goofy guy.
Yeah, but Dan Campbell screams football.
Well, he's a true football guy.
Well,
yeah.
Watch Hold Nick on. Sirianni's D3.
Sirianni played Mount Union.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a receiver before he got hurt, though.
Those highlights.
Don't forget that guy.
I see his highlights travel in the Twitter sphere every other week.
All right, can we check in with one more rival? And when I saw this yesterday, I actually felt better about the Phillies' issues. Can we check in with the Braves, who have fallen to 7 games under .500?
10-9, ninth inning, two down, two on, payoff pitch, line drive, it is fair, coming around third, and scoring, Arizona has somehow scored 7 in the 9th to take the lead against Atlanta.
Atlanta went into the ninth inning yesterday up 10-4. And they lost the game, 11-10. They have fallen to 27-34. They might just think.
Well, so I'm starting to realize that these wins, even against the Braves, it's losing value.
Another
for the
tomato
Phils.
Can.
Yeah,
they might be another tomato can.
The Braves are a tomato can.
They ran the show for a long time. At some point, they were going to have to get down in the weeds a little bit, and they are.
So I like to poke at Braves fans, Atlanta fans in general, as I think is appropriate. That was a healthy boo for Trost.
It was.
I
saw chatter down there. They want to fire Snicker. But by the way, they called up Craig Kimbrell from AAA.
That's a good way to save the season.
Yep.
Whenever you feel bad about the Phillies bullpen, the Braves just blew a 6-run lead in the ninth and called up Craig Kimbrell. So it could be worse. We could be the Braves this year.
It could be worse, but does that allow Dave Dombrowski to get some extra wiggle room that he doesn't deserve?
No. Okay. Not for me.
I'm just saying.
Not for me.
If you say, hey, it could be worse, then that means I'm backing off of applying pressure.
And that's not pledge stuff.
No, that's not pledge stuff. We're pledgemen. Nope.
Yeah, we are. Our pledgements.
We're
pledgements. No question. Hugh's not a pledgement.
No.
Hugh lied about taking the pledge. We all know that. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
215-592-9494. All right, your phone call's coming up. We got to give away this prize. The best or worst food that's bad for you we get today, the one we want to eat the most. We will give you the tickets to go to the man to see a championship season. All right, coming up, we'll get to you people around 1:45, but I am considering becoming a born-again hockey guy. I was a hockey guy a long time ago. I loved hockey when I was young. I got out of it, but I'm going to throw three takes at Broz. He's going to grade him and see if I start to become a hockey guy again. That's coming up, midday show. We're going to puck it up? Or is that what it is?
Puck it up, baby.
We're going to puck it up next, coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It does feel like summer this week. The temperature in the upper 80s. Welcome back, midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Broz in for Hugh today. Kyle with us. We're live at the Ron Jaworski Golf Outing. I got to say, we've had some fun guests today. If you missed any of them, hop back in the Odyssey app. You could also go on the YouTube feed. Reed Blankenship was with us. Seth Joyner was with us. Cooper DeJean, Freddie Mitchell, Jaws. Fun day with some guests. Twitter question. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let's check in on some of these. Now, Broz, have you looked at some of the voting?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'm going to have you guess how people came down today. All right. So we had a couple polls up. I think three polls in total. So let's go back to the original one, which was the Phillies. Like, what's the biggest concern right now?
Put three up? I have not been paying attention to the
show. Three polls. All right. Yeah. Yep. We talked about three different things. No. All right. Which is the bigger concern for the Phillies right now? Pitching, offense. How do you think the people voted on this one?
Can you give me the options again?
Pitching, offense. Bigger concern
with the first two. Yeah. I think people are going to say hitting, actually.
68% on the offense.
Yeah. Idiot. Yeah. Which is kind of crazy to think about where we were a week ago.
Right.
You know, like the bullpen sucks, you'll never win a game. And now it's actually gotten worse with the starting pitching, yet we're reflecting on the offense. It's really because of the PTSD of the last few postseason runs.
I agree, yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's also – I think it's settling in, or at least I know you you brought this up to Scott Fransky when he was on, that we're not having a normal Bryce Harper season. So, like, that adds to it, right? If we know the bottom of the order stinks and Bryce isn't at his best, it's like, how are we going to score enough runs? All right, second poll, what do you think is going on with Lizardo? So four options on this one. He's cooked, he's injured, tipping pitches, or only just two fluke outings. How did people vote?
I think tipping pitches is probably leading the way, and let's go with 36%.
Yeah, Broz has got a good Twitter sense here. 46% say tipping pitches. 23%, Kyle said, just two fluke outings.
Yeah, nothing.
20 runs.
Nothing's wrong. Everything's fine.
Hats
and do not worry.
Now, again, if that
hoping,
was Aaron
hoping.
Nola.
Yeah.
What would the response be?
He's cooked.
Yeah, of course.
Well, how do we get syndrome with a team that hasn't won?
Well, this
I
is coping.
Understand.
It's coping.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that's where
yeah.
it crawls.
Syndrome is
yep.
because the
when
Eagles.
When they win, yep.
Yeah,
okay.
We know they should win. We feel good about them. Phillies are just coping. All right, last one. Do the Eagles need to make another significant addition to the D-line before the season starts? Yes or no? Broz, how'd they vote?
I think they're going to vote yes, and it's going to be 65%.
Pretty darn close. Yeah. Yes at 57%. That actually surprised me a little bit.
That's a pretty close poll.
Yeah.
That means it's a good question.
That's a great question. More than half the people believe they need to add something there. All right. Before we'll get back to your phone calls. We've got to give a winner out for our prize today for Tri-Day Friday. Broz, we got to puck it up a little bit here. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So I'm considering becoming a born-again hockey guy. Certainly have more interest in the team now that Miechkoff is here and we got Jonesy running the show. I hear you on. I hear, you know, Flyers in 60. So
Flyers in 50. Don't, I wish I had 10 extra seconds.
Excuse me.
Morgani got the 60.
That's what was in my head.
Yeah, Morgani.
Well, because the debate, right?
Well, which I won, but anyway.
Well, some say you didn't.
I know.
Many.
Yeah. I know. There's a lot of unintelligent people in this
okay.
world.
Okay.
That's a Hugh Douglas page.
I'm wrong. It's your fault. Yeah, you guys are wrong. Okay. So I'm going to throw three hockey takes at you, and I just want you to give me, like, your raw take on my take.
Okay.
Grade the take.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, so the first two, organically mine. The third one, Kyle put in my head.
Okay.
All right? Let's start with the first two that are mine. And I got these just from watching the first 10 minutes of the finals the other night, which was a really good game.
Yes, it was.
All right. The first one, and I admit I'm a very casual hockey guy, so maybe it still happens more than I know.
Okay.
I just want fighting back. I want more fighting. I want goons. Like, if the Flyers are going to still be in this rebuilding for two or three more years, give me a guy that will go on the ice like Donald Brashear and beat the crap out of someone. I want more fighting back in hockey.
Yeah, now nah, we're out on this.
Oh,
well,
come on.
Here's the thing. In the playoffs, you got to make sure you're – that's regular season stuff.
I understand.
So that. I agree in regular season, I agree that they can play with a little bit more toughness, a little bit more edge.
Yeah.
The game is starting to go with, like, youth and speed, but you still need – and you can see it in the playoffs. You need the girth, okay? You need the big bodies to get in the corner and to really, you know, rub people off in the boards and win your puck battle. So all that stuff is
important. That was a lot.
All that stuff is very important.
We're pucking it up.
But we're pucking it up.
Sure.
In the playoffs, though, you know, you got to focus on playing good 5-on-5 structured in the neutral zone, get pucks deep, win your battles, puck up high, walk the blue line,
I get
shots
it.
On
okay.
net. You want me to keep going?
Well, I just want him to drop the gloves sometimes and fight.
But you don't need that in the playoffs. That's where about burying the – see, the problem is – here you go. Dave Schultz, in the 1970s. Here you go. Donald Brashear, you're bringing up goons.
Loved him.
Of course you did. But, no, we need a middle ground of the new wave of youth and speed, but you still got to play with a heavy body. You need the mix. But we don't need to drop the glove goons. So
coward.
I'm out on that team.
Coward.
Kyle, we need goons.
That's cowardly.
I need fighting.
Goons.
Out on
Make
that team.
Make them fear you.
Out on that.
Intimidate.
Do that in the form of the game.
Now, you know what? Why don't the Flyers bring back the Broad Street Bullies?
Of course. Here we go.
Now we're talking.
I hate those people. I hate those people.
Hey,
I love you. When did they win cups?
When did they win cups?
The 70s.
That's right. That's right. Zig when everyone else zags. No one's fighting in the
playoffs.
That's
what I mean. Yes, bring it back.
Oh, God.
Take somebody out.
This was a mistake. What's your second take?
Second one.
Oh,
I don't only feel this way about hockey. I feel about the other winter sport that's still going on. I want home white jerseys, sweaters, if we want to use the vernacular,
okay?
I'm watching the other night, and again, you know I'm a casual, very casual hockey, and it took me like a second or two as I had to put the volume up. Where are they? Because when I watched hockey in the 90s, home whites was the jersey. So that game the other night was in Edmonton?
Yes.
Edmonton was wearing the Blues. Mm-hmm. The blue colors, right?
Yeah.
The color jerseys.
Yeah, blue and navy and orange.
I want the home team to wear whites.
Okay. Listen, I actually like that take because it brings me back to when I was really in the groove of it. And I feel like they flip back and forth all the time, and sometimes I get lost in it.
Right, it's not consistent.
Yeah, it flip-flop and this and that if my brain serves me correctly. So I like the take. That's a strong stance by you. I like that move.
I'm out on that one.
Why?
Because when I grew up, it wasn't.
Yeah,
I think you're talking
all the
more
time.
About.
So when did it switch? Like early 2000s?
I don't even know.
Yeah, maybe like that mid 2000s, maybe.
Okay.
I think.
So this is our age gap. Because mid 90s was home white.
Right. As far back as I can remember watching hockey, it was they wore the dark jerseys.
NHL teams traditionally wore white at home before the 2003-04 season.
Nailed it.
Keep in mind, this is the AI overview, which we never know if it's real.
Well, AI
or
thinks Hugh Douglas has famous takes, so we don't buy AI on this show. Okay, all right, so that's my age showing here.
Okay,
where
I can understand and respect the nostalgia element
yes.
to it.
Okay.
So
third one,
I'll allow it.
And this one was Kyle said this to me, and I like it. So I'm on the same page as him. We're sharing this take. I don't know where you come down on rooting interest in the Stanley Cup final, but we need the Panthers to win. You don't want to know why?
Why? Hit me.
Well, what do they call
the
it?
Four Nations.
Four Nations around the All-Star break. Who won that, Canada, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
We need this for America. We need the Panthers for America so we can have something here with hockey in America. Otherwise, it's all Canada. I can't watch Canada win the Four Nations and win the Stanley
Cup. Oh, because you care?
Now I do.
Oh, yeah, please.
I'm a born-again hockey
guy. You don't give a damn.
Well, I'm trying to. And if America wins, I will.
Well, how about this? Are you a beauty of sportsman?
Yeah.
Someone who watches the
But
greatest...
I'm also an American.
Please.
I'm also patriotic.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Joe Giglio is patriotic.
Red-blooded American.
That's right.
Please.
Yep.
But this is Connor McDavid. So imagine the greatest to ever do it in an era, never won a Stanley Cup or never won a Super Bowl.
Doesn't he have years to go?
Yeah, but this is the prime. 28, maybe?
Oh,
this is the prime. He lost last year in Game 7. You get back the following year.
Screw him. him.
I'm a greatness of sport. I love Crosby, and I'm not afraid to admit that.
Disgusting.
Ovechkin wins. Oh, yeah. He's my favorite player.
I'm the hockey guy now on this show.
He's my
favorite
player.
You're like a penguin?
Yeah, he's my favorite player.
That's a disgrace.
He's my favorite player. He's just so good in his prime. Now he's 37, 38. But in his prime, the puck move, just the way his edge work, it's elite.
I get it.
It's too good.
But, like, you can't come on here and be like, Micah Parsons is my favorite passer.
No, no, no. But here's the difference.
What's the same?
At the time of Sidney Crosby's prime, I wasn't in this, and I was a player playing college hockey and
right.
juniors,
I get
and
the
I was thinking
thing.
That
right.
I focused on his game, and I wasn't even close, and I played a different position, but he was too good to not admire.
That's not true. I don't care.
He's my favorite player. I'm running away from that. That's my strong violation take that I stand
disgusting.
Real firm in.
After this segment, you have to convince me that you're a hockey guy.
If I'm sitting here saying I appreciate Crosby, you can't be more of a hockey guy than that guy.
But you got on me for saying I want the Panthers to win. You said you like Sidney Crosby.
Well, of course. He's amazing. He's a great player. I can't sugarcoat
that. This is
a
rec center here. I'm assuming they have showers.
You better
go hop in.
But anyway, the thing is, we need Edmonton to win because it's time for Connor McDavid to hoist Lord Stanley. There's nothing better than
about Connor McDavid.
How can you not? He's one of the best ever do. I think Ava
needs some help. He's on a Canadian team.
But who cares? Well,
I care.
You care more about Connor McDavid's legacy than America?
Yes.
Well, you're not American.
Please. This isn't a real America. The Florida Panthers?
No, they play in America.
Please.
That's all that matters.
The Florida Panthers.
All right. So, great. Rank the three takes.
F-.
F minus.
F minus. You had one decent sweater take, but the other things are crap.
I can't believe I thought you were a true hockey guy. Not. You don't like fighting, and you like Sidney Crosby.
No, I like fighting, but not in the Stanley Cup Finals.
I think you should feel good about your takes after that last.
I know.
That was the worst take than anything you said.
I mean, Sidney Crosby
is the best. One of my favorite players
ever. You could say
ever.
Someone is skilled. But, is it the same thing as me coming on and be like, you know what? Man, Greg Maddux, I loved him.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's a breed.
You can't
sure,
do
but,
it.
But it's different. Again, if were you grinding your way through college baseball then and you were watching his skill set saying, I want to be Greg Maddux,
I get it.
That's where I was. I'm thinking, this guy, he's got the most skill I've ever seen in my life. He's just so perfect as a player.
Cut
the mic. It's just outstanding. Actually, hit the puck it up sounder, will you, Alex? I mean, I need some puck it up. Yeah, puck it up.
Puck it up.
Now dump that.
All right. We did puck it up there. I enjoyed that.
That was good. See, and people knock the hockey thing.
Good job.
It's great content.
Good job.
Listen,
y'all.
All they got to do is bring back the white home jerseys. And
Donald Brashear, and then we're good to go.
I mean, I'll be at a game next year if they do that. All right, let's go to Joe in Germantown before we get to you people. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hold on.
We got all day, problem.
No big deal.
I'm in and out of the car. Hold on, I'm sorry.
That's all right. You called us, but, you know.
Joe, what's up?
Yeah, well, how smart Alex. Okay. Is that better, guys?
Not much, but we're going to take your call anyway. Joe, what do you got for us?
All right. First of all, Lizardo.
Yeah.
I've never seen any person in any sport collapsed like that so quickly. And I was trying to think of a comparable, and I came up with Ben Simmons, but even Ben Simmons didn't collapse in a matter of weeks. It took him
It's you know what it was? It was the two straight games to go from, I mean, his ERA went from like 2 to 4.5. It was in two starts. I've never seen anything like that either, Joe, this deep into a season.
In any sport.
So, I do have a comp for it. Now, I part of me doesn't want to say this because I don't want to say – I still think Luzardo is going to be good. Like, I don't think he's washed or anything.
Right.
But Bobby Hoying had, like, 3 or 4 good starts, and I was like, maybe Bobby Hoying is a good quarterback, and then he just sucked. I'm not saying that's the closest thing I could think of to, like
– I think Bobby Hoying played over his potential.
He probably did.
I think this is similar to the Ranger thing where they're both really good when they're – in a groove, but their bodies just don't last 200 innings the way other pitchers do. I think that's the issue.
There also could be, an enormous regression to the mean where, like, he's probably not a 2 ERA guy and he's going to be 3.7, and we just got there in a really ridiculous way.
Right. Okay. Rhodes, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I was watching, there's this thing called, have you ever heard of Samsung Plus TV? Well, if you buy a Samsung Smart TV,
okay,
I have one. Joe, I have what you're talking about.
Now he's asking Brooks.
I'm letting him know like,
he's asking me,
someone understands it.
Okay.
Because you're hanging out to dry here.
Now, there's a channel on there called the National Lampoon Channel. They play all comedy. And I was watching that. Brooks, did you do voiceovers for them?
No, I do not.
Are you gotta be kidding me.
But if somebody does and sounds like this, God bless whoever is paying that money.
You gotta call them in case that guy gets sick or something or misses work. You just fill in.
So what channel is this again, Joe?
National Lampoon.
It's the Samsung Lampoon channel.
That sounds like a high paying business.
So Joe, I have this Samsung thing, but I've never gone on that. I'm going on there tonight to see if I can pick up what you're putting down.
Every so often, like during the commercials, this guy Bones will come on and he'll say, "You're watching the National Lampoon Channel, or we show stuff like Beverly Hills Cop."
Do you think they're AI in me? Do you think they go, wow, that voice is majestic?
They heard you on WIP. Uh-huh. They're like, you know what? That's the voice of our Samsung National Lampoon's channel. You're owed money. Joe, do you have a food for us that's bad for you but good to eat?
Everything I eat is bad.
Well, you're like Kyle.
Let me think. Cheese steaks.
Well, he had that one already. All right, Joe.
Dynamite.
Also, he called us. That's my favorite thing when like the caller's not ready and like, oh, sorry. And like, well, you called it.
I know.
You decided.
Now, how do you feel if I maybe not take over because that's strong, but what if I filled in for Battle for a week and did stuff like that?
I think it'd be funny. You think that'd be good?
See you doing their text line.
So someone brought that up before when Battle was off and they needed someone to do. We just didn't have time to cross the I's and dot the T's or that's not the same. You get my point. Yeah. What the hell is wrong with
you? So you seem flattered. You wouldn't be upset if they were AI-ing your voice?
No, I would be, but I mean, royalties have to come into play. I mean, I have a daughter and another one on the way. Right, that's what I'm saying.
We don't work for free.
No, I mean, this mortgage thing, we build an addition. Now the mortgage goes up. Who would have known that?
Well,
I'm learning the hard way, dude.
All right, can we get to you people here on a Friday? Let's hear from you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
So, no, Joe and I did not plan this.
Yeah.
The shirts.
So, I guess I thought with the lighting they wouldn't be. So, Kyle and I wore the same shirt today. So, I tried to make sure we weren't totally matching by spilling coffee all over myself when I got here. You can't really see the stain too much on camera.
We're both filling these out, by the way.
Yes.
Yep.
You guys look great. I almost went with the maroon version. Oh. So, I'm very happy I went randomly.
So, we got pink and yellow. And somebody said that we look like the Wiggles.
Well, I do happen to watch that a lot now with the child. Oh, Joe, it's the same guys.
Dude, really? Some they go in gray? I don't think the Wiggles have tattoos, though.
No. Why? No.
Well,
me? Oh,
if we were the Wiggles, I think that's where that's where the line is drawn.
It's 2025.
Hugh is a really good actor. His Broad's impression is top-notch.
It looks the part.
The best acting job Hugh's ever done.
Yeah, he's acting like Broads all day.
Yeah, many impressed that it took us less time than with Elliot yesterday to get into a Hertz debate. It took us about 3 hours.
Yeah, we danced around it. Today we're like, you know what, screw it.
How did we get into that? The D-line?
Well, you know, it comes up naturally.
I know what it is. I just take the bait on it. Like you were talking about believing in certain things, and you're like, I'm a Jalen guy, and I kind of poked at it.
Yeah,
and
sure. I mean, when he's winning Super Bowls left and right, and going to 2 and 3 years, and dominating every single time. I mean, it's just something that you put your whole heart into.
Well, hasn't been one left and right. He won one so far.
Yeah, yeah. But
if he wins this one, that would be more like left and right.
Yeah. He's dominating every year.
The real biggest concern with the Phillies guys, Joe Giglio and his nitwit knee-jerk reactions.
Knee-jerk. Max Kepler's been here for 2 months and sucked for 2 months.
You know what's crazy? Before I knew you, I would listen and think very similar to what some others say, that, you know, hey, he's lost his marbles. Yeah,
crazy, that guy.
Now I'm starting to realize I think a lot like you. And it is a very uncomfortable feeling.
Dangerous.
You're probably not the only one out there who like has those moments. And like that's got to be either a tough moment or one of, I think, the light went on in your head.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, maybe there is a positive view here.
It's a good thing we had Petty Freddy in. He filled in for Hugh admirably with the Petty quota.
Petty Freddy is good.
That was good. Yep. Do you notice the one time we got the Cliff Notes as opposed to long talking was when it was about the strip club, Magic City?
That's true. Maybe it's because he was on the phone and not like.
It's an historic day. We got the Cliff Notes from Hugh.
That's why I didn't want to ask him. I wanted to know what he was comfortable telling us about his evening last night, but he told us a lot.
Yep.
Probably too much.
Last thing.
Not enough, looking for more details after the club.
Well, we'll get it off the air, I'm sure. All right, this is the last thing, and savor this because we may never hear this again.
Oh, no.
It's a good thing I control the drops around here. But the catchphrase that I saw in the chat was, you people never forget. Yeah. And they were cooking me for this one. Broads called it out. Alex, why don't you go ahead and
if you do suck, suck fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
just move along.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
well,
don't shoot eight shots on the hole.
If you do suck, suck fast.
Yeah,
did you realize what you said?
No.
No. Okay.
That is insane.
It's like a common golf saying.
Huh? I've never used that on the 18 ever.
If you do
with
suck,
the voice.
Suck fast.
I got to pretend. Say that one more time, please.
The only thing
if
is
you
this
do
is
suck,
the golf course.
Suck fast.
Yes. It's not, dude. The tone.
I know
the octane.
I said it like
right
it was
word?
A philosophical.
You did.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not the golf course. You're on the air, right? Like, so you people don't forget. We have drops now. So
well, I'll never play it again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to set it up on
maybe
Monday,
for
so
Hugh.
Hear,
yeah.
Yeah. We have.
All right. Well, that's good. I'll fire back with Helium Hugh and your voice cracking.
Okay.
We'll go.
We
around.
All got one. Now. Yep. All right. Let's grab one more call. And then we got to give away this prize before we say goodbye. Hand it off to the afternoon show. Brian in South Jersey. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Brian. What do you think, buddy?
So I got a Phillies point, a Jalen Hurts point, and I have a Try Friday for you guys that is right up the road, so you're actually going to thank me for
it. Oh, okay. All right. So let's hit him rapid fire. Let's start with Phillies.
All right. So Phillies, get rid of Marsh. He's worthless. Trade him while he's still worth something to somebody. Get in, Rohan. Get him on base so we can actually start getting some small ball going again. Marsh is doing nothing. Trade him for some kind of bat. Get him in there. Jalen Hurts, the elite conversation. You guys are always touching on just passing ratings when you're talking about these other quarterbacks. Nobody's talking about the fact that Jalen Hurts is the variable that makes a tush-push, so dangerous.
Couldn't agree more.
You know, it's like nobody's talking about his leadership. Everybody's just looking at passing notes.
Right.
Well, that's his running and his ability to move the chains with his legs is a huge part of what he is. I mean, the Super Bowl, part of why he was so great was he had, 70 yards rushing. I mean, I do think that's a huge part that maybe we don't bring it up enough. All right, Brian, what do you got for us? Tri-Day Friday, what should we eat that's not good for us but we should have anyway?
You Tri-Day Friday, 10 minutes north of you up the road in Westville, New Jersey, Big Swerve's Barbecue, his slow-smoked macaroni and cheese with brisket.
Wow. I like the local angle,
dude.
Too. Brian, I think we're going to give it to Brian.
Is that
love mac and cheese.
A good mac and cheese?
It's mac and cheese with smoked brisket.
By the reaction. That's it, Brian.
I can feel my arteries thickening up.
10 minutes north of you.
All right, Brian, you got it, man. Congratulations. Yeah. It's not often that a person that we need to hit the drop button on wins a prize.
Yeah.
But, you got to call it like you say.
Yeah. He bounced back.
Yeah, he did.
Good job.
Sure did.
You bounced back from what you said in the first
time.
Let's not go overboard here.
Okay.
That's pretty rough. It's going to take years to
and
bounce
you people
back from
don't
that.
Forget. All right.
Exactly.
That's enough for us. Afternoon show coming up next. Broads, thank you for filling in for Hugh.
Of course. Bro. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Very fun show. You guys have a great weekend. Afternoon show coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.